You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. It's Alex Dunn and Andrew Mount on the latest edition of the podcast, and we're looking ahead to a super Saturday of racing in the UK and Ireland. We're not looking at the action in Ireland, but it's belting. Hi, Andrew.
Belting. Hello there.
You all right?
I'm just thinking of another phrase for super Saturday.
Yeah.
Just gets
used too much.
Used rather a lot.
Scintillating. Is it scintillating? I suppose in Ireland it is.
Not half bad Saturday.
Better than normal Saturday.
Yeah.
Let's talk first, Andrew, about you.
Oh, thank you.
Dry January came to an abrupt halt for you yesterday.
Yes, it did. And I was seeking a partner in crime to help me break my alcohol fast, and you stepped up to the mark.
Well, if you were listening to William Hill Racing Radio yesterday, we were on with Pimmers. Pimmers left immediately after the last race, as he does. Yeah. But we continued into the night with all sorts of beverages. What was that thing? Some grapefruit.
Yeah, citrusy flavoured beer.
Wheaty.
Yeah, forgot about that one. It was quite bizarre.
It was nice, though.
Yeah.
Nice way to end the evening.
Nice breakfast beer.
Yes, which I'd like to say we haven't had.
No. And we don't condone.
No, we don't. But at the same time, if you're doing it, then, you know,
do it properly.
Do it in moderation. Gamble responsibly and drink responsibly. That's the ethos. Just do everything responsibly, listeners. Yeah,
particularly driving.
Yes.
If you're heading south on the M1 tonight, as I am.
We've got Racing in Ireland that, by the way, if you want previews for the Racing in Ireland, Sir Anthony McCoy has previewed the best of them in video form. If you take a look on the William Hill website.
I thought you were going to say Sir Andy Holding. I thought he'd
He's not been knighted.
Recognised in the New Year's Honours list.
No, and nor will he be. There's equine superstars in action. And there is at Sandown as well, with Bouvardair running in a race that it could be any price at all for. It's going to be, and say any price at all, I mean, in a short way.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, people who sort of sometimes complain that we have too much emphasis on the Cheltenham Festival. You know, we had Trials Day last week, admittedly, which is all about the festival. But, this weekend we got some cracking stuff, particularly in Ireland and that Leopardstown meeting.
Yeah, the Irish Champion Hurdle at 3:30 is absolutely mouthwatering. You've got Faheen, Mellon, Defi de Soy in there, and then others that aren't half bad. Mick Jazz and Super Sunday and Identity Thief and the like.
And you've got 8 runners for the each way as well.
Yeah, true, true.
If you're inclined to take part in a little bit of each way thievery.
It's just such a good card, and I'm actually going to Wetherby tomorrow, but I think it may be one of the days where you're very much following the action at Wetherby, but you're having plenty of away bets as well.
Well, yeah, hopefully. I was very disappointed at Uttoxeter last Saturday with the coverage they gave to Cheltenham and the other meetings. There was quite a few occasions where they weren't on the big screen. I think they need to have a few announcements as well, and talk about the big race coming up now at Cheltenham. You can bet on this, with the tow at the racecourse bookies or the on-course betting shop, and perhaps build it up a bit and, big up the sport from other venues.
Well, because let's face it, tomorrow would be a superb day to sit on the sofa and watch racing at your own leisure.
Yep.
What is making you go to the races at a lesser track, let's say, where the feature action isn't happening? Why would you want to do that when you can, if you can't watch the action elsewhere, or if it isn't as heavily promoted and as easily accessible?
Yeah, precisely.
Mm. But there's some cracking stuff, so do check out Sir Anthony McCoy's previews, and I think he's previewed the best of the action on Sunday as well. So some great action at Leopardstown, but we're going to focus on stuff a little bit closer to home. And as ever, we've got two races to focus on one at Lingfield, one at Sandown. We start at Lingfield. The 2 o'clock is the Cleeve Stake. It's a listed event. Or the Cleeve Stakes, even, a listed event over 6 furlongs. This is obscenely competitive. Catchy is 3-1, 4-1 for Caspian Prince. Double up sixes, 7-1 for Gracious John. Intersab is eights, 10-1 for Kimberella and Lancelot Dulac. 12s for Gulliver and Mythmaker. Ice Age is 16s, 20s for Royal Birth and Princess Aster. Those prices correct as of around about 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon, before you listen to this and find that the one that you like has been absolutely smashed in the betting. But these are horses who come up against each other pretty regularly, a lot of them. Often we get a different winner.
That's right, and these ones will no doubt be aimed at finals day as well on Good Friday. And we've got a maximum field of 12. Now, you know, usually at Lingfield over 6 furlongs, you'd worry about a high draw for a runner. But I'm going to tip the horse in stall 11 of 12, and that's the current 3-1 favourite, Catchy, trained by Tom Dascombe. Now, Catchy broke the course record when drawn badly here last time out. Came out of stall 9 in a field of 9 runners. Often makes the running, but was quite content to take a lead that day. Broke smartly, sat in just behind the pace setter, and picked him up very easily, winning by a length and 3/4 with 3 1/4 lengths back to the third. Now, Catchy has only had 3 runs in his life going around a turn, and he's won all of them.
Okay.
The other 2 wins coming at Chester. And there's clues as to, you know, why he likes going left-handed in some of his form. I mean, look at this run going back to June 2016 at Royal Ascot, running in the Commonwealth Cup behind Quiet Reflection. He was second by a length at 40-1. And, you know, led halfway, began to hang left, entering final 2 furlongs, went badly left over 1 furlongs out. He ended up on the stand side rail despite starting life on the far side of the track. And again, he's a speedy front runner, but he just, you know, he doesn't last home over 6 furlongs sometimes. You know, on turf tracks, particularly with the hill, you know, the likes of Newmarket, I'm thinking of. And, you know, when he, unless he gets on a rail, he tends to struggle. His only straight track win came at Goodwood in a Group 3 company on his second start. He was drawn in the middle of the track in stall 7 that day, but he ended up coming through on the inside rail. And, you know, he was beaten at short odds at Leicester on his last turf start, but again, his tendency to go to the left put him on the stand rail where the ground was a lot slower. Mm. But yeah, 3 from 3 round a turn, badly drawn admittedly, but I think there's compensation in the price. You know, if this was coming out of stall 4, 5 or 6, where over 50% of maximum field 6 furlong Lingfield winners come from, mm-hmm. it'd probably be a 5-4 shot. So I think I'd rather take the chance from a wide draw that Richard Kingscott will just get him across, sit in behind the pace setters, you know, of which there's a few, and you know, come through to win again.
And it's a good race, but it's probably not as good as a lot of the races that Catchy has been running in. You look at the horses that have won the races that Catchy has been running in over the past couple of years or so. Profitable, Quiet Reflection, Marsha, Take Cover, Quiet Reflection again, Marsha again, Priceless, The Tin Man, Magical Memory, Batash. I mean,
this is a horse,
it's not bad form, is it?
This is a horse who should be running in the States, you know, or Maidan, because he needs to go around a left-hand turn. And, you know, when he gets it, he's Group 1 class.
Okay, so a confident selection.
Absolutely. I think the Knapp's going to be going against Catchy on Saturday.
Okay. A compelling case then for Catchy. What do you rate as the main danger? Or are they all sort of much of a muchness? It's one of those races where you could feasibly give a chance to everything.
Yeah, I mean, Lancelot Dulac won this last year. I think was drawn in stall 5 that day. It was an 11-2 shot. The placed horses were 16-1 and 20-1. And I think he'll go well again. You know, loves it round here. Kimberella for Richard Fahey. Would be a qualifier on the Pimmer's birthday system.
Okay.
And that's well drawn in stall 5.
That's interesting you said that. So it's his birthday tomorrow, is it?
I'm sorry, it's birthday today.
Oh, is it today? Because he's on the call list as we record this.
Oh, is he really?
Pimmers was telling me this last night as well. He's a fountain of knowledge.
Yeah.
As we record this, I'm
yeah, just looking at,
assuming he's not had a winner today.
Yeah, at the time of recording, he's 0-22 in the past fortnight. Mm. We were touching on a couple of jumps trainers who were struggling as well. Nigel Twiston Davis and Evan Williams are both just, I think, 1 winner from 26 in the past fortnight. The new one giving Nigel Twiston Davis his only winner in that time.
Interesting. Catchy the selection, though, and a confident one at that in the 2 o'clock at Lingfield. The other race we're going to focus on is the 3:35 at Sandown. It's a handicap chase over 3 miles, and some good old-timers in here, some grand veterans, like Savino Griego, Loose Chips, and then you've got a few slightly more up-and-coming chasers. it's a really difficult race to call, this one. What I would say is Venetia's got a very good record in the race. She's won it twice in the last 4 years, and Lucy Wadham has won it twice in the last 3 years. So they've been dominating this contest, Messrs. Williams and Wadham, and they've both got runners here, Yala Enki for Venetia and Shanra Santos for Lucy Wadham. Final nudges, the market leader, though, as we record this, at 9-2. 13-2 for Sometigal and Ballydine. 15-2 for Cogri. Yala Enki 8s, 9s for Hollybush Henry and Wicked Willie. Shanra Santos 10s, 11s Bishop's Road. Loose Chips 12s, Vino Gregor 14s. And Quite By Chance is 16-1. What do you like here, Andrew?
Yeah, this is a fascinating race. Final Nudge is a worthy favourite. Was third in the Welsh National. Carried 11 stone 6 that day, which wasn't ideal. Generally, Welsh National winners have less weight than that. The winner, the 13-year-old Raz de Marie, had 10 stone 10. The runner-up, Alfie Spinner, 10 stone 2. So that was a good weight-carrying performance. Love soft or heavy going. And David Dennis has had a really good season. So I wouldn't be surprised to see that one go well. But I'm going to go with one at a bigger price. And you mentioned Lucy Wadham's good record in this race. And I'm with her, Shanro Santos,
who's very consistent and continues to hit the frame. He's won 4 races in his career from 21 starts, and you think he'll get another one here?
That's right, and last time out he was ridden patiently at Plumpton over 3.5 miles, came through to finish a 6 length second. Not easy to win at Plumpton from off the pace. The winner that day, the well-backed Vinnie Lewis, who took that Sussex National, was up there with the pace throughout. And if you look at Shanro Santos's form last year, he tended to peak at around this time of year. He was second at Huntingdon on the 9th of February and then won his next 2 starts. So the early months of the new year seemed to be when to catch him. And you look at his 4 career wins. They've come on the 7th of January, the 1st of Feb, the 24th of Feb and the 11th of March. And with Lucy Wadham having such a good record in this race and at Sandown in general, I think at 11-1 each way, 3 places, a quarter of the odds, Shanro Santos, will be difficult to kick out of the 3.
Okay.
I'll also give an honourable mention to 13-year-old Vino Griego for Gary Moore. And we've had a couple of 13-year-olds win this race previously, Monka Hostin in 2010 and Eric's Charm 12 months later. Both of those were 20-1. And similarly to Shanro Santos, Vino Griego's got a very strong seasonal pattern to his form, and that he tends to peak around this sort of time of year as well. A winner 6 times in his life, and 4 of those wins came from late January to the middle of Feb. So he's also won twice here at Sandown. And again, Gary Moore's got a good record at Sandown. You can back his runners here blind recently and make a profit. So 16-1, Vino Griego may be worth a saver.
Okay, but Shanro Santos the pick.
Shanro Santos each way.
Okay, that's the next best, if you like, for Andrew on Saturday in the 3:35 at Sandown. But the nap, definitely catchy.
Definitely.
In the 2 o'clock at Lingfield. Well, good luck, Andrew, and the same to you, listeners. And we'll be back tomorrow.
Thanks, Alex.
More action on the William Hill Racing Podcast.
Have a good day at Wetherby.
I will do my best.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.